At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'd say last night was the first time in over a decade that outside of a sporting event, I made it must-watch TV to watch a show live as it was coming out rather than wait till the next day and check it out. And that was the Yellowstone finale last night.
You watched it live last night.
I did, man. It was on CMT. That's also the first time I've ever watched CMT. I will say this without giving anything away at all. It is, for me, the worst part of Yellowstone and the best part of Yellowstone that I have watched for the last five seasons.
Really? So yeah. You went on a little bit of a roller coaster ride.
Because sometimes it gets unbelievable. You and I were kind of turned off by it because it's just too much, man.
Like, only so much stuff can happen to one family, you
right.
know? It just got excessive.
So it had some of that, but then it turned around, it came around, so it had the best and the worst. Are you watching it today?
No, I'm not watching it today.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I'm not going to watch it till the Christmas break.
Really? You'll save?
Yeah.
How do you stay away from spoiler alerts?
I don't know.
That is impressive. Wow,
yeah,
today is hard.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I haven't seen anything about this finale season, so I just do my best to stay clear, and then I will binge it over the Christmas break.
And I also became a Lainey Wilson fan last night.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. All right, Jackson is here to save the day for Messy Mikey, swooping in and saving the day.
That is exactly what I plan on doing here. So we've talked a lot about Mikey making the big move outside of his parents' house, move him to the big city.
You're such a big boy.
He's blowing up so fast.
You're a big boy.
I hate baby talk. You guys gotta stop.
You gotta stop. Oh, he's going to be pain red.
Nah, I'll walk out right now.
And not only is he moving out of his parents' house into a place of his own, he's also moving in with his girlfriend, which is a huge step in a relationship.
Monumental.
Mm-hmm, right? Dude. Mm-hmm. Marriage pay slap, bro. This is it.
Stop.
Yeah. Welcome to the end.
Which do you hate more, the baby talk or the marriage pay slap talk?
I'd go without either.
Oh, how about this? Oh, it's your marriage pay slap.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
hit me with that at seven in the morning.
What time is it?
Yeah, no, there's some people. It's not even. There's some people who marriage, that's important to them. And there's other people that would just rather be in a committed relationship.
I really want to get married so I can get everybody I like in one spot and make them listen to my music for the whole time.
As Kristen said, there are some people that marriage is very important for. And then there are men.
See, I'm selfishly very excited for Mikey moving to the city because we're actually kind of going to be neighbors. Funnily enough, he's moving into a building that I used to live in for 3 years, and I have a lot of fond memories there, so I'm super pumped to have him there. And Mikey and I have gotten to know each other a lot through working on the show, and he's divulged some interesting topics about what it's going to be like to move in with his lady. And one of the big things that is on their radar right now is potentially getting a dog.
Bro.
Okay?
No.
You are the subject during the holiday party when you left. People are concerned.
What?
People are concerned.
Don't talk
yes,
about,
they
don't
are.
Perceive me.
They are concerned.
Oh. The people are chatting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And so I wanted to come here. I think Abby has always put this perfectly where it's if you think you want kids,
you actually want a dog.
And if you think you want a dog, you actually want a cat.
And if you want a cat, you're a good person. You're right.
And I can't think that this is, you know, more true for especially your circumstance. Moving into a new place is already stressful. Then you add on top moving into the place with your girl for the first time. And then you add a pet onto that. That's just too much happening all at once. And I think it's better for you to move in, get your feet wet a little bit, figure out, you know, what it's like living in the big city. And then it would be time for you to actually make the decision to do that, right?
Okay. Well, I have peeled her back a lot from what it originally was, which was that she was going to get a dog before we even moved out. I was able to push that back. I said, no, wait a couple months. Then I was able to get her off the topic of a dog onto a rabbit because Kaylee got one. And then I'm a magic maker. I got her from a rabbit to two guinea pigs, and that's where we are right now.
You think you're a magic maker?
Yeah, I'm killing it.
You traded a rabbit for two guinea pigs, and you think that's a win?
A dog in 3 days to two hamsters in 4 months. So that's pretty good. I mean, I'm a good negotiator. That's pretty good.
A win for somebody.
You know hamsters and guinea pigs are two different things, right?
I don't care.
Yeah, they're all somewhere on the rodent family. I think what I heard at the holiday party, which was really resonated with me, is that your window of opportunity right now to be totally free with no commitments except to each other is right here, right now. If you want to crash at somebody else's house because you guys get drunk or whatever, you can do that. You're not tied to the apartment in any way, shape, or form. Keep that window open.
I agree. I'm with you.
I have personal experience in this area because I would like to say that with my last relationship that I was in, her getting a dog was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was an absolute disaster after that. I don't think people understand how much work a dog is until you actually get one. And I remember when she said she wanted one so badly, I was like, I'm making this very clear. This is your dog. This is not my dog. But of course, it ends up being my dog.
That never
right?
worked.
And I was working home from home at the time. And so this puppy was with me all day long. And when you live in a apartment in the middle of the city that you have to take an elevator up and down of, and a dog that has to go to the bathroom every 30 minutes or so, especially when they're a puppy, that trip up and down the elevator becomes very annoying very, very quickly. And I started to kind of resent her over the fact that we had this dog.
So before you were a fish daddy, you were a dog daddy.
I used to be a dog daddy, and I hated every moment of it.
Dog step daddy.
Yeah, you're the responsible one, right? So if you see a need, you're going to go ahead and try to fill the need. And I'm guessing you would do the same
thing.
Yeah,
and of course I was saying the same stuff, like, it's your dog, I'm not taking care of that. Of course I'm going to take care of it.
Right.
At my house right now, we have two dogs, and then we're taking care of two more dogs right now, like people going out of town. I don't even want to go home today. So, like, yeah, it's a nightmare.
That'll be the feel for the apartment also.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You're going to have to deal with this dog making a mess of your entire apartment. On top of that, it's taking them out all the time. You know, just even going out for the entire day, you can't do that when you have a puppy at home. Someone has to be home to take it out.
Oh, Mikey, I so see you with a hairless cat.
You have such hairless cat energy.
Why? Why do I have hairless cat energy?
Dr. Evil.
Did you picture Mikey just stroking a hairless cat?
The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.